This may look like a regular practice, and on any other Wednesday, it will be. But this week is different. This week, Gus Bradley's team transitions from the preseason to the real deal. And that means this Wednesday is faster, harder, and more demanding. Hi, everybody, and welcome to this edition of Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. I'm Brian Sexton. Faster. That's a key word around Everbank Field this week, as in a fast start Sunday against the Packers and a faster start to the season than the Jaguars have had in quite a while. Now, if that's going to happen, it means that Blake Bortles and the offense will have to be ready to go, much like they were against the Jets and the Bucs in the preseason. Bortles expects it will be.
You know, I think everything that we've shown and been able to do really in this preseason kind of backs that up. You know, it was kind of, I think the Cincinnati game, it was shocking that we didn't play well or start fast. And I think that was cool because it's shown kind of how expectations have changed. You know, it wasn't here we go again, getting shut out in a quarter or whatever. It was, you know, what's going on? Why aren't we doing what we should do and what we've been doing?
It helps this season that Blake has so many different options. No matter how a defense plays them, Bortles has a plan B and a plan C.
We have a ton of talent, man. Just how much respect you have for the guys that are in the huddle with you. It's something that's unique, something that we should and have to take advantage of if we want to get to our goals. And, that goal is to own our division.
They'll need to get on the scoreboard early and often against a Green Bay team that can hang up 30 every Sunday. Quarterback Aaron Rodgers is the best in the game. And should, I emphasize, should make defenders, especially rookies, wary, even a little nervous.
I'm going to do my part, do the best I can for this team. I've been preparing like I would prepare for anyone else. So we'll see on Sunday. They're a really good team, though. We know that. Everybody knows that. So hopefully it'll be a good game and we can go out there and do well.
I think I'm going to be playing my first game against A-Rod, so I mean – yeah, that's really cool. He's the man. He's everything they say he is. Just watching him on film, I definitely let out a couple of oohs and ahs just by the little things he does. But, I mean, yeah, it's very cool to play against a guy like that.
A few notes to share with you on a busy Wednesday before opening day. Jack told the media he was preparing to play both middle and weak side linebacker against Green Bay. He indicated Telvin Smith would start on Sunday, adding, as he should. His role, whatever it might be, would seem to be a game-time strategic move for head coach Gus Bradley. The Jaguars are preparing to see Jordy Nelson on Sunday. The All-Pro receiver missed 2015 with torn knee ligaments. He had 98 catches, 1,500 yards, and 13 touchdowns in 2014. And the Packers believe they're well prepared for the heat after a hotter-than-normal summer in Wisconsin. Head coach Mike McCarthy says they're prepared for a warm day. The forecast on Sunday, 95 degrees. It'll feel like 105. That'll do it for this edition of Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. We'll see you tomorrow.